RUE. Town Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. W4CWS. Name's Colin. Located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
When you get a second here, I got another safety comment there, Chad, before I go.
Tom, I think there's a double in there. Any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check in, go ahead.
Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4RW Richard in Granville, no trouble.
Welcome, W4CWF. That's Mr. Colin in Mill Spring. Colin, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Also, K4ROW. That's Mr. Richard down in Greenville. Appreciate you dropping by, sir. Hang on, Tom. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Miss Wendy, I apologize for taking so long. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. KN4HTP, this is Wendy in Simpsonville. Please also check in my husband Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo. W2MJB. At this time, we're negative and negative. I dropped off Echo Link because my son called from out west, so we had a little chat, but I'm back listening in to the rest of your rag chews, so thanks for calling the net.
Welcome, KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy in Simpsonville. She brings along Mr. Mark, W2MJB. Miss Wendy and Mark, hope you are doing well. Nice to hear you on the net tonight, ma'am. All right, Tom, go ahead, sir.
Well, this, and I know your dad probably knows this, but those things are filled with, and I believe it was acetone on the acetylene, and my neighbor was very, very educated in welding for many years, and a machinist, one of the smartest men I ever known, and of course you can't, anything above 15 pounds on that is going to blow up. It's a highly volatile, dangerous gas, and they do fill them below water. And you're never to lay one down on its side. And that's what Merle always taught me. And I just wanted to throw that one out there. He would not refill acetylene bottles. And you may have done it for a lot of years, but I highly don't recommend it from what he said. And if you do lay them on their side, they, like I say, the liquid can run out of them theoretically, but you be careful out there. That stuff is really a danger. Anyways, I'm sorry for interrupting, Chad, but I had to on a safety note there. 73s, and thanks for calling in it tonight. KO4NUE and 0TR.
Thank you. Well, Dad and I, before I grab Mr. Patrick, I pulled the valve out of one time for something. I forget what it was. But I think the acetylene bottles are packed full of some type of honeycomb material, and that holds some of the acetone, or it is a reason for it. I don't know what it's for, but I think that's why they recommend you not lay them on the side. It holds the acetone or does something with the gas. But I have never seen a acetylene bottle on its side because Dad's always been kind of picky about that. And I guess what you're telling me coincides with that. At some point, you don't question the man that knows. You just do what he says, right?
That's right. And I think the gas is absorbed into that honeycomb, Chad.
Right. All right, bud. Let me move on down and get Mr. Patrick. He's been waiting a while, so appreciate you dropping by. All right, next on the stump is KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Go ahead, Patrick.
HKX, I'm in it. Chet, I just wanted to touch base with you tonight and see how the Matrix was doing.
Say that one more time, Patrick. I didn't get the, I missed that one word. How, what was, oh, the Matrix. So, we had a, large number of participants this time. And each time we do this, we all learn some eye-opening answers, or we get to see the data plotted, and you start to see patterns that emerge. So at this station, here's the lesson that I learned. This time I transmitted on an Omni at around 70-some-odd feet, 76, somewhere around there, what I'm thinking, on my tower. And my station count jumped from 19 to 32 this time. The only station out of the entire matrix that I could not hear was one station that did not transmit or participate in the test, and you. I even heard Mr. Ed up in Brevard, and he was scratchy, but I could make out every word he said. And like I said, Anna and I were sitting here going, we were just waiting for, okay, it's Patrick's turn. And then we got about 10 seconds into it, and we were just like, oh, man, no. You know, so we'll keep digging, bud. We'll keep digging.
No, I could hear you, but it was way down in the noise and wasn't completely readable, but I could tell it was you. So all we can do is keep trying. We learn every time we do it.
Yeah, roger that. Well, like I said, we also starting to notice. We haven't got all of the data yet. We've been starting to input today. And you can definitely see, I'm not sure how to word it, but the couple of Hornets that did participate, it's quite revealing, actually. When we get the whole matrix done, we'll bring that out on the frequency and discuss that. But I'm not sure if it's one thing that I'm noticing with the Hornets is that the signal strength is not, as far as receiving on the S meter, when you have a station that's on the fringe, it's not that great. But the audio is clear. And that's the first time that I have experienced an S0 or an S1 point whatever with clear audio. I don't know how to explain that or what's going on with that, but that seems to be with the two that we have plotted, that's kind of what we're seeing. So may need to ask some questions to figure out what's happening there.
Well, I don't know if you've looked at mine yet, but I have quite a few of them that have a zero, but I could read them. I could hear everything they were saying, and that's surprising, but I'm using that vertical we put up, and it's got quite a bit of gain to it, so I guess that's what's doing it.
Like I said, we could hear, I could tell when you transmitted, I could tell something was there, but it was so faint that it was, am I hearing something or am I imagining that I'm hearing something? It was that faint. But we intently listened, and I mean, even Anna noticed that, you know, some of the stations that we struggle with, that height made all the difference. I knew that height made a difference, but, you know, hearing what more experienced hams tell you, and trusting that is one thing, but when you actually see the results of it that's plotted, that's a different, that's pretty interesting. I mean, it really drives that point home.
YKO4HKX. But I won't hold you. I just wanted to check with Deep and see how things were going tonight. And good to talk to you and appreciate you calling Annette. So I'll go ahead and say 7-3s with you unless you've got something else. And appreciate everything you do, KO4HKX.
Appreciate you dropping by, bud. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, radio or not, or phone, either one. But anyway, I hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow. And, you know, I hope it's productive for you. Be safe. 73s, bud. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Something heard. So with that, we'll go ahead and secure the net. Are there any additional stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. Have I missed anyone for comments or racked you? Please call KO4NUE. Please stand by for my net report. That's it for tonight. I enjoyed it. Appreciate all the participation. I'll now return the repeaters back to normal amateur use, 73 to all on the net. And it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear. Let me get to my menu so I can get to the reverse button. Stand by 1 second. Give me 3 to 5 seconds or something. Do that one more time. I got it. I just want to make sure that's what you were saying. But you are S5, just a little bit of hiss, and that's 5 watts.
That was me. I was just telling him, as you say, you was competing with repeater. You are, and I do hear you here on the output here, Gary. KI4LZI.
Make sure I got it. UE. All right, Gary. Well, that's good. Glad you got your antenna fixed. And let me duck off the repeater. But anyway, appreciate you letting me do a little bit of testing there. Antenna works great. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, and I'm going to clear on out for the night. It's KO4NUE. I'm clear, Gary.
Okay, Chad. I'm back through the repeater now. Thanks, Andy. I'm glad you could hear me up there at Table Rock. Anyway, y'all take care. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and just wanted to see what this would do over that way. Y'all take care. Talk to you later. KO4NUE, KI4LZI, KI4DOS, clear.
Coming in on Simplex here, fine, and I heard Leroy up there at the field day Saturday evening, too, from up there here on Simplex. KI4LZI.
Will you hear more people than you thought you could?
I was in a better location. I'd hear a whole lot better and get out a whole lot better. It's just that this vertical's a gain antenna, and that helps some. On UHF, it's a whole lot more critical than here, and it's crummy on UHF. KI4LZI.
Well, I hate that, but it is what it is. That UHF is kind of persnickety anyway. You know, it's a little bit short antennas and all of that, so we just have to deal with it. But, Andy, I'm glad you came in there and let me know that I'm being heard up there at Table Rock anyway. And you take care. I'm going to run in here and prop my feet up for a little bit. Have a great evening. We'll talk at you a little bit later. I'm sure you're going to do the Simplex net on for the Pickens group. I'll hear you on that as well. Talk to you then. KI4LZI, KI4DOS.
Well, prevent me from not doing it. We have any light in here. But otherwise, you're right. I will. KI4DOS, KI4LZI.